When other boys in high school played baseball or ran track, Lucas Smothers played the guitar, then the mandolin, banjo, and dobro. He hung in black nightclubs, went to camp meetings just for the music, and ran away from home to hear Bill Monroe in Wichita, Kansas. His hands were a miracle to watch on a stringed instrument, but in his father's eyes, they, like Lucas himself, were not good for anything of value. Lucas sat shirtless in blue jeans and a pair of scuffed cowboy boots on the edge of a bunk in a narrow cell layered with jailhouse graffiti. His face was gray with hangover and fear, his reddish-blonde hair spongy with sweat. His snap-button western shirt lay at his feet. "How do you feel?" I asked, after the turnkey locked the solid iron door behind me.
"Not too good."
His wrists were thick, his wide hands cupped on top of his knees.
"They tell you about the girl? I mean, like how she's doing?"
"She's in bad shape, Lucas. What happened?"
"I don't know. We left Shorty's, you know that joint on the river? We was kind of making out in my truck. I remember taking off my britches. Then I don't remember nothing else."
I sat down next to him on the bunk. It was made of cast iron and suspended from the wall by chains. I picked up his hands in mine and turned them over, then pressed my thumb along his finger joints, all the time watching for a flinch in his face. "A lady's going to come here this afternoon to photograph your hands. In the meantime, don't you do anything to bruise them," I said. "Who's the girl?"
"Her name's Roseanne. That's all she told me. She come in with a mess of other people. They run off and left her, and then her and me got to knocking back shots." "I wouldn't rape nobody, Mr. Holland. I wouldn't beat up a girl either," he said.
"How do you know?"
"Sir?"
"You don't remember what you did, Lucas. Look at me. Don't sign anything. Don't answer any of their questions. Don't make a statement. No matter what they promise you. You with me?"